There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me talk my talk. Here we go.
He said he living life as a gringo. Where you question where you fit in every time you mingle. They say you do this with not enough that.
My rapping is really bad. This life as a gringo.
Yes, welcome to another episode of Life as a Gringo. I am Dramos, of course. I appreciate y'all for tuning into another episode. And speaking of this episode, I gotta say, if there was one time where I might piss off some of my listeners, it's probably gonna be this one and this particular topic. Not because I want to be an asshole, but because this topic is so near and dear to my heart, it's hard for me to hear a lot of the excuses that people give for not doing this. So the topic we're talking about today is following your dreams, you know, chasing after your dreams, making them a reality. And the reason why I get rubbed the wrong way sometimes when I talk to people about their goals or what they're chasing after, I mean, it could be a combination of like they're oversimplifying just how fucking hard it is to take an idea from your head and then bring it to life in this ultra oversaturated competitive world that we live in right now. But also, you have some people who will just come up with all kinds of random bullshit excuses as to why they're not pursuing their dreams. And for me, as somebody who for the last 15 years has busted their ass every single day trying to make this shit happen, it's hard for me not to take that personally and for me not to have some sort of like resentment towards people who find some sort of excuse to not do something, especially when I know just how difficult it's been to make all this happen. So that's your warning. I'm not trying to be an asshole especially when I answer some of these Ask a Gringo questions. I'm not trying to be a dick, I promise you. But I'm going to be very honest about this. I'm going to speak to you from the heart, and it might be harsh, but it's like, you know, cold, hard truth. And it's meant to hopefully inspire you to, you know, be your best self and to go out there and be great. So, yes, it may be some harshness in the Ask a Gringo segment for today's show. Before that, though, we'll, of course, do our Mi Gente segment. This week, I actually want to use the Mi Gente kind of focus on myself, and not in a vain way, but I want to talk about different aspects of my story. And also kind of give some of the qualities that I think are key in order to chasing your dreams and hopefully making them come true. But before that, though, let's do a deep dive like we always do, kind of hearing maybe from some experts on the topic. And we'll do it in a segment we call For the People in the Back.
Say it louder for the people in the back. Say it louder for the people in the back.
All right, so I mean, obviously in this segment, we always do a bit of a deep dive. I usually would give an example here of like how this topic kind of relates to my life. I'm going to save that for the Mi Gente segment of the show because I want to deep dive into some qualities that I found to be super useful. And I want to kind of give you some real world examples from my story as to how I've applied some of these principles that, you know, I kind of take with me every day when I'm trying to make some shit happen, man, which still is something I'm doing right now in my life. I don't think it ever actually ends, you know. Now, I did want to read an article, though, that I found online that I found to be kind of super interesting to kind of set the tone and set the base for what we're talking about today. And I mean, in a very obvious way, the article is called Five Reasons Why People Don't Follow Their Dream. Now, this is written by Numi.com. It's a professional coach directory. And they have a really good article written here by Rokaya Sidiku. I'm sorry if I messed up your name. But they are a career coach here on Numi. And they wrote a really dope article where they kind of really easily lay out, you know, reasons why people don't pursue their dreams. Now, I'm just going to quickly kind of run down some of the reasons that they talk about. So the first thing they list is change. And they say, people fear the unknown. As Les Brown said, for a lot of people, a known hell is better than an unknown paradise. God damn. Great line. They also go on to say, people don't like to step out of their comfort zone. They complain about the routine, but don't want to change the routine. The idea of starting something new, something different, scares them. And shit, I mean, I'm sure we all have people like this in our life who complain about their job, complain about their boss. You know, like, I hate this about my job. They don't take me seriously here. Yet every single day, they wake their ass up, get in the car, and drive to that job they hate so much just because there's comfort there. And it's interesting to me, we as human beings can find comfort even in things that we absolutely hate. Like, the idea that we can find routine in the things that we hate is an incredibly scary thought, and it's something we all have to be cognizant of, man. And I feel like I've quoted this probably a bunch of times, if not on the podcast and whatever other platforms I speak on, but this idea, Ryan Holiday talks about the obstacle is the way. And part of that is talking about that, you know, your comfort zone is not where growth happens. You know what I mean? Like true growth and being able to go out there and find happiness, like, it lies on the other side of your comfort zone. And you have to push through all of that, like, uncomfortable energy when it comes to, you know, pursuing the things that you want. Like, getting what you want feels extremely uncomfortable because it means that you have to do something different than you are doing right now. And that's the point of it. You have to meet different people. You have to work in different spaces. And all that is incredibly scary, but it is essential to making your dreams come true. So I absolutely love that one right there. The second thing they have listed is confidence. They say it takes self-confidence to pursue a dream. People either think they are not capable of pursuing their dream or they think they don't deserve to live their dream. Most people don't believe in themselves enough to trust that they can do whatever it is they really put their mind into. Man. Yeah, this one is interesting. I mean, I struggle with confidence issues sometimes, and it definitely has, like, you know, gotten me tripped up every once in a while. I'm reading this other book. I can't remember what the hell it's called right now. It's like something about making art as a living. I'll put it in the footnotes so you can check it out. Maybe buy it. It's a really helpful book, but it talks about how we kind of put people on a pedestal, like people who are successful. We put them up on this pedestal as if they're, like, untouchable, right? Like these creatives, we start throwing around the word geniuses and you know savants and all these different kinds of things, like, to make them seem untouchable. You know what I mean? And the reality is that all of us have some sort of genius within us. We just have to tap into it and figure out what we are good at. But we all have something that we are incredibly great at, or at least have the potential to be incredibly great at. And I mean, as somebody who's been lucky enough to be around some really great people, man, like, we're all not that far off from it. You just have to believe in yourself. That's really what it comes down to, as corny as that fucking sounds. I hate when I say, like, these very kind of, like, you know, stereotypical things. But, like, man, all this stuff is it's corny because it's so fucking true. Like the reality is, I promise you, some of these great people we see out there, man, like, they just had the balls to go for it and to put in the time and effort to get good at their craft. And all of us can do something like that as long as we kind of start tapping into our interest and what kind of comes a bit naturally to us, you know what I mean? At least interest wise. Now, the third thing they say is society. They say, believe it or not, society has a huge impact on how we live our lives. Society determines the major we should study in university, the career we should pick, the kind of neighborhood and house we should live in, even the type of car we should drive. It takes a lot to ignore the path to success society has defined for us and follow our own path instead. Fucking society, man. Like, And it's tough. We all get tripped up in it. I mean, I say this as somebody who bought a BMW to impress a girl. I am not proud of it, but there was definitely a point in time where I thought in order for people to take me seriously as a DJ, I had to look the part both in and out of the club, right? Like I had to not only have like fly outfits and things like that and jewelry and whatever else, I had to have the BMW that people saw me getting in and out of to like let them know I was a successful DJ. And it was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. That car was a fucking lemon. And I've lost thousands of dollars trying to live this fake thing. So hopefully you do not have to. But yeah, I mean, society, that's like something that society dictates to us. You know what I mean? Like this idea that if we don't have insert this stupid fucking thing here, then we are deemed to be lesser than, that we are not successful. We are not capable of giving advice, X, Y, and Z, right? That we are not shit without a college education, all the things that happens. Like there's so many different things that will dictate this mindset that we kind of have. And it's all ingrained in us from when we're kids, when we're in school. You know what I mean? Like school teaches us to be good listeners. It doesn't teach us to be good creatives or entrepreneurs or any of that kind of stuff. Like it teaches us to fall in line. And any of those kids that dared to step out of line, whether it was like the way they were dressed or their interest that might have been different than what the normal teenager was interested in, those kids are seen as like the outcasts, the losers. And those are the people that we make fun of when ironically, those people were actually being very true to themselves and actually having the confidence to be true to themselves. And sadly, that's kind of what society is missing. Now, one of the other ones they list, I mean, y'all know this is extremely close to me. I've done a few episodes on this, specifically the first episode I did on this podcast with my parents. It's number four. It says family and friends. Similar to society, family and friends interfere with our lives. Some people don't follow their dreams simply because they worry about family and friends' reaction. People also rely on the support of family and friends and often get discouraged when that support is not there. I want to focus on that last line right there first. So people often rely on the support of their family and friends and get discouraged when that support is not there. And this could be, I'm going to break this down in a very simple type of way because I feel like this is some shit that really gets people thrown off. Like I, somebody who used to produce music, and I still produce music, but that was like my goal. I would show family and friends the records and I remember how disappointing it was when they weren't into it, right? And to be honest, ironically, one of those records that I showed to family and friends over the last few years, I recently sold it to Best Buy, or I recently licensed it to Best Buy for five figures for them to use in their commercial. And I don't say that to brag about money. I say that to remind you that just because those are the people that are around you does not mean that they are your actual target audience. Like I was showing my, you know, middle-aged parents and my friends who love like Drake, I was showing them some like obscure kind of Baltimore club-ish, Jersey club-ish track that I had made that they never would have wanted to hear on their own or never would have even bothered listening to if it wasn't for the fact that I made it. So how could I expect them to give me a qualified opinion on whether the song was good or not? That's the thing. Like we often go to unqualified people to give us opinions on whether or not we are good at something. Like my friends and family are not into underground like dance music and bass music. So their opinions are kind of null and void because they wouldn't know, you know, what a great track by Diplo would sound like. You know what I mean? To them, it would all sound like nonsense. So I think it's important to be cognizant of that. Like, who are you showing your work to? Who are you using as a sounding board? What type of understanding do they have of the kind of lane that you're trying to get into? It's as if you're like, you know, wake up one day and you got a little a cold sore on your lip and you're wondering if it's herpes. And you know, instead of going to a doctor, you know, you decide to go to a chef and ask him if he thinks it's herpes. It's like, bruh, the chef doesn't know shit about fucking STDs, the human body or anything like that. Like you want to know how to cook a steak properly, you go to the chef. But you want to know if there's a cold sore in your mouth is a herpes or not, you should go to a fucking doctor because that's what they do for a living. And just keep that in mind. We often allow ourselves to get discouraged by people who are not qualified to be giving us advice on the things that we are doing. I'm sorry, I was going off on a bit of a tangent there, but this is a touchy subject because I know for me, this is something that took me a very long time to realize, and it still hurts a little bit till this day when you try and show people your work and they don't necessarily get it. But I will say I've kind of trained my mind to just know like, hey, they're probably not going to get it. And if they do, awesome. That's like a cool little bonus. But I don't place any weight in their opinion when it comes to certain things because I just know this is not their world and I can't expect them to have an educated opinion on this. and if they don't have an educated opinion, it's not one that I could deem to be helpful for what I'm doing. And I can go off on far more tangents when it comes to friends and family, but we'll leave it at that one right there. And the last one they list on this blog that they made, number five, it is the fear of failure. Fear of failure is a big one. Even though a lot of successful entrepreneurs failed many times before they actually hit the jackpot, some people don't want to get started just because they're afraid to fail. And my goodness, I love a good fucking transition. It is the radio nerd in me, because I was actually going to be talking about this in the Mi Gente segment when I begin to break down a bit of my story, because, man, your boy has a lot of fucking failures under his belt. And I want to share some of that with y'all because I think it would be incredibly helpful. Because, listen, I'm not going to say that I have zero fear. Like, I'm scared of failing all the time. That's probably one of my greatest fears in this life, especially as you're kind of like, you know, as more eyeballs are on you every time you launch a project. Like, it's hard not to have that fear. It's different when it's like, you know, I have five followers and I'm just like launching a project to see what happens. But now there's like a certain amount of pressure. You know what I mean? I used to work at certain shows. I quit certain shows so that I can go do my own thing. Now there is a level of pressure to see what kind of success you can have from projects. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast is doing pretty well for a new podcast. And now it's like, oh man, you got to try and maintain the numbers, maintain the quality of the shows, all that kind of stuff. I had that fear of failure just like anybody else. The difference is you have to learn how to push past that and just understand that regardless, failure or success, it is still just a part of your story. And I'm going to get into that. We'll do it now in the Mi Gente segment of the show. Actually, before we get into that, though, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gente.
All right, so for the Mi Gente segment of the show, I wanted to break down a few of my kind of biggest principles that I follow, that I keep in mind on my journey to hopefully finding success and more success, I should say. And then also I want to address one of the biggest bullshit reasons that people give for not following their dreams. But I want to start with one of my biggest principles, and that is discipline, okay? Discipline is one of your best friends. Say that word 15 fucking times, write it on the back of your hand. Discipline is going to be one of the greatest assets that you have for yourself. And the beauty is, it's something you can control. Like, listen, while all my friends were out partying, like in our post high school years, and I'm not gonna say I didn't dabble in some partying, but for the most part, I was home a hell of a lot by myself in my parents' basement working on my craft. And that craft at the time was, you know, at first it was my band, which, to be honest, took me away from being able to party, because on the weekends I'd be playing shows or I'd be on tour during the summer when all my friends were home and out at house parties and things like that. Or we were rehearsing, we were recording. Like, I dedicated my life to my craft. That came above everything, came above my relationship, came above my social life. Like, that band music was everything for me. And when that ended, and I'm turning 21 and all my other friends are going to bars all the time and they're hanging out, I was still most of the time in my parents' basement working on my craft. Like, especially talking about when I got into DJing, like, that's all I did. I would be in the basement by myself trying to make mixes. When I started to get into producing, man, I was like in my parents' basement with my little shitty studio making really terrible beats and working on music. Especially, I can remember when I was like working on my first ever EP as a producer. Like, story here to that when it comes to this, like, and you have to picture this is like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old kid. Like, I had been chasing this one girl who I had worked with when I was working at the time. I'm not going to say where I was working, but I was working as a production assistant in the city. And I had been chasing after this one girl, you know, for all 6 months that I was working there. She had kind of given me a little play, but she was kind of, you know, brushing me off a little bit after the whole job ended. I was trying to hang out. She never really wanted to hang out. Randomly, man, one night she texts me and is like, "Hey, I'm having my going away party. I'm moving. I want you to come to my party tonight at this bar." And it's like, oh, you know, any other dude would be like, that's like the text. Like, hey, before I skip town, I want to just do this thing. You know what I'm saying? We've been kind of, you know, fooling around about it a little bit. Let's just get it done and see what it is. And I remember being like, all right, I'm about to drop everything I'm doing and go there. And at the time, I was in the midst of working on, like I said, my EP, working on my music. And I gave myself like a deadline. I was working on this every night. I told myself it had to be done by this date. And then I remember catching myself and being like, this is a test for yourself right here. Like, how badly do you want this career of yours? Like, at the time, my biggest goal was to be like the next Diplo. And it was like, you know, how much dedication do you actually have to this craft? Because, you know, are you willing to waste one of your free nights that you can stay up all night working on music to drive into Brooklyn and, you know, hopefully hook up with this girl finally? And I remember not going to the party. Like, I remember passing it up and being like, this is my moment to prove to myself, to prove to the universe, to prove to God, whoever's watching, like, this is how badly I want this shit. And that's just like a silly story. And a lot of people be like, well, so what? You gave up, you know, getting laid one night just to work on music. But to me, it was like always constantly making decisions like this, you know, like music and everything was my life, man. Like, and that's how it had to be. I had to sacrifice everything else in order to make this happen. Because when you're starting out early on, a lot of times your opportunity is going to come from like some of those last minute phone calls, those last minute opportunities, those last minute meetings. And if you don't have the discipline to pass up, you know, certain social activities and different aspects of life in order to take advantage of those opportunities, you're probably going to miss out on some shit. And on top of that, you can't expect to become great at your craft and great at the thing that you are kind of dreaming of doing as a career if you're not putting in the time. And especially for anybody who has a job, it's like, yo, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday that you might have free to kind of do whatever you want to do, like, you have to treasure that time. You have to treasure any free time you have and dedicate it towards becoming great at the thing that you are claiming you want to do for your career. The thing that you are claiming is your dream. Like, that needs to be your focus over anything. And that is discipline. You have to treat it like a job, before it's actually a job. The other thing that is super helpful to me that I keep in mind is the idea of amnesia. You have to have like a healthy degree of amnesia. And that's what I alluded to earlier when I was talking about a great transition, because a lot of entrepreneurs, most creatives, anybody you're seeing on TV, whatever the case may be, most of them had a bunch of failures before they actually got that one thing that made them pop off. Like, a lot of people don't broadcast their failures. You know, they want to kind of make it seem like, you know, they were this kind of came out of nowhere with this great idea. But the reality is, you talk to most of these business people and they had plenty of failed businesses. I mean, myself included. Shit, even when we're talking about podcasting, I literally did 4 fucking podcasts before this one over the span of like 10 years that nobody listened to. Like, literally, this podcast right here in its first month has more downloads than all 4 of those podcasts combined over the span of 10 years. I had 4 fucking podcasts like that I gave a lot to, that I was really dedicated to, that were just not successful. And I never let it stop me. I never let it give me a fear of creating another podcast. If I had a great idea, I would just go for it. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you have to have. I mean, even today, I was out and about, and I'm going to put this up on a vlog, but I was actually like liquidating an old business of mine. I had this Etsy and like Depop business. I was selling vintage clothing online, obviously. And I'll be real, like it's a failed business. I bought way too much inventory too fast, and I was just sitting on shit for far too long. And eventually, like, my sales kind of died out. And the irony is, like, I literally went to my storage unit today to clear out a bunch of it to go flip to like one of these like secondhand stores. And on my like errand route, I'm going to go and drop off photos to be developed for my new business that I'm dropping a marketing campaign for. So like the irony of like literally closing the door on one business and then just opening the door on the next in like the same exact motion. And that's what I mean about amnesia. You can't allow your failures to become something that holds you back from creating your next great idea. Because A, to me, at the end of the day, all of this shit is like the best teaching and schooling you could ever have, right? All of your failures, you need to look at them and pick apart, like, this was good, this was bad, this is what I can apply the next one, this is what I should not use for the next one. Like, that's how you should be looking at all of your failures. There are great learning lessons. And B, it's also just a fucking numbers game. Like, to me, at the end of the day, the more shit you throw out there, the more potential that one of these ideas is going to pop off. And now, I'm not saying you just throw random shit out there and not put any effort towards it, but my point is, every time you create a business, every time you put an idea of yours out there into the world, whether it's a song, a business, whatever the case may be, it is the potential for somebody to discover it and for that to be the idea that changes your life. And to me, I'd rather give myself far more chances to have a great idea than just sit there and hope that one idea is going to be it. And if not, I quit on everything. Like, to me, you're not giving yourself the best odds. You know what I mean? Like, if I want good odds in the lottery, I'm going to buy multiple tickets, right? So why would it be any different when it comes to businesses or your creative ventures? And one of my last principles, and this might be one of the most important ones because it's the reason why I'm sitting here talking to you today, and it is, never get married to an idea. Always be open to a pivot. And what I mean by that is, like, I talked about this earlier. My goal originally was to be Diplo. Like, I wanted to be a touring DJ and producer. And that's what my biggest goal in this world was. I wanted to be exactly like Diplo. Yet here I am talking to you today as a podcaster and a personality. Now, the beauty of this is that the goal of trying to be Diplo is what brought me into sitting in front of this microphone today. Because all the people that I met on that path, all the connections that I made, all that I learned, I started using it to apply in different areas. You see, and this is also a part of like having self-awareness. Like, to me, it started to become clear that I wasn't as talented as Diplo at being a producer or even being a DJ, right? Like, I had to be really real about myself, you know? But what I did begin to realize during that journey was that people were fucking with me as a personality. I had good ideas when it came to shows. And the more I dove into like radio and things like that, like, I was really being embraced. So I had a choice to make. I could either hold on to this old dream that really isn't doing shit for me and just keep beating my head against the wall and hoping blindly that something happens with it when it's very obvious that it's not necessarily for me. Or I can go to this new unexpected idea that while it's not necessarily what I originally wanted, I enjoy it and I'm getting a lot of really good feedback about it. I bring this up all the time where I feel like there's a lot of artists out there, you know, up and coming artists, undiscovered artists, whatever, who get so married to the idea of being an artist that they don't realize what their true talent is. Like, I know a lot of people that like somehow have all these insane connections. Like, they're friends with absolutely everybody, right? Like, they have all kinds of stories. They know everybody. They're well connected, but they can't seem to get their music off the ground. The reality is their music just isn't that good. But what they obviously are great at is networking and making connections with people. And what would that be a great transition into? Being an artist manager, right? Like, imagine if you utilize your connections and networking skills now with an incredible talent. You were able to pair those two things together. You obviously are going to probably have a success. But a lot of people get so caught up in like this fucking tunnel vision on this one goal that they can't see like to the left or right of them, that people are literally reaching out their hands and saying like, I think you're great at this and I want to help you with that. And you're just so fucking zoned in on this one thing that you are too blind to realize that. Like, listen, at the beginning, you have to have like this hard goal and you have to keep your head down and kind of bulldoze your way towards it. But pay attention to the scenery around you as you're going down that road. You know what I mean? And if something looks really attractive to you, don't be afraid to go and check it out. Go sniff it out and see what the deal is with it. That might actually be your opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, I did not expect to be a radio personality and a podcaster. Like, I expected, again, to be a DJ producer. But once I started going down this path and getting to meet people from radio and learning more about podcasting and audio in general, I started realizing, oh, man, this might actually be my lane. And I appreciate the idea that I had this other goal because, like I said, it's what got me here today. It's what actually put me in the position to make this pivot and this transition. So never be afraid of that pivot. Don't get so married to an idea that you end up actually missing out on what you are probably actually here for on this earth. And now that I got the principles out of the way, let's just talk about real quick the one biggest bullshit excuse that people give when it comes to why they aren't following their dreams. And all right, listen, I feel bad because I'm probably going to shit on a lot of people when I talk about this, but if you are using money as an excuse for why you aren't following your dreams or you're not achieving your goals, you are just not cut out to be your own boss. You're not cut out to be an entrepreneur, to be an artist, to be a leader. You're just not, because money, while it is important, there are various ways to work around it. And there are so many ways to make something happen with a little bit of money. Like, listen, you realize at one point in my life, I was a teenager, late teens, running a record label. And I had actual band signed to my label and all these different things. And it was like money to press CDs and all this kind of stuff. So what did I do? I got really creative. I figured out a way to make, you know, these CDs art, right? Like, I would do these kind of DIY, do-it-yourself CD things where I would buy these cardboard CD sleeves in bulk that basically had a fold and glue to make the shape of a CD case. And I would screen print the artwork on the front of them. I would hand number them and I would say, oh, they're like limited edition CDs. And that's what I would send the band. And I would tell them I wanted to do everything kind of limited edition. But the reality was, I couldn't afford the fancy CDs that came in like the fucking plastic jewel cases and all that kind of stuff. And then even when I could afford it to a degree, I couldn't actually ever really afford it. But at the time, Hot Topic like was offering to have one of my bands have their CDs in all of Puerto Rico where the band was from. So it was going to be in every Hot Topic location. So, of course, I had to figure out the way to scrounge up the money to print those CDs. But even then, I would actually print up like the sticker that would be like, you know, recommended if you like, insert this musical act here. I was printing that out in my mom's basement, cutting them myself, pasting it on the CD, and then mailing those to Hot Topic. So literally, Hot Topic was selling something that I was making partially in my mother's basement. And even like the way that I found money to buy these things and to make this business happen, I would have garage sales. I would literally go around my house, ask my mom what I could sell. I would take all my old shit that I wasn't using at the time, and I would be there on the weekends in front of my parents' house having a garage sale, selling whatever I could to make money to press the next round of CDs. Like, you have to do whatever you can do to make that money and to make it work for yourself. And I think a lot of people get caught up when it comes to money and thinking that they have to have everything on like this high level, like that they see the professionals are doing. And listen, that'd be beautiful. And of course, you want your shit to look good and legit, but you can also start small. You don't have to start at this massive level and get yourself in over your head. Like, starting small is a smart way and it's a respectable way to do things. Like, I've even seen people recently, like, where they're like starting a record label, whatever the case would be, and they go and buy the website, which is fine. You know, you want to claim your thing and make sure nobody's copying off of you. But before they ever even drop a record, they already have t-shirts printed, or they're trying to get t-shirts printed, all this other extra shit. And it's like, whoa, focus on your core product first, and then begin to kind of add on all the extras. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to have all this extra shit to start your business. You can start small. I mean, shit, there are sites like Etsy, you know, depending on what you're trying to do, whether you're making clothing, whatever the case may be, you don't have to start gigantic with all these fancy shit. Like, one design on one shirt, once that sells out, you can reinvest and buy the next one. Then maybe as that begins to grow, you can start to grow your line. Like, you do not need to jump into, you know, these waters of doing things on this high level just because it makes you look more legit. Like, there's nothing wrong with starting small. Like, be smart, you know, act your wage, and just be patient. That's all that it comes down to. But money should never be an excuse, especially with all the different fucking, you know, opportunities there are with the internet. Like, so many people be like, oh my God, I have this great podcast idea. You know, I need help getting it started, though. You don't need fucking help getting it started. If you have a podcast idea, literally go out there, buy a cheap microphone, connect it to your fucking laptop, and record your podcast. Shit, you can literally do it from your phone. There are apps out there that allow you to record from your phone straight into an application, and it will upload to all the podcasting websites. There is literally no fucking excuse for you to not be doing this. Like, people always think that they need help and it's just a crutch. You just want somebody to do some of the hard legwork for you, whether you realize it or not. And it's just sad. I hate to say it, but it is just sad. Like, there's no reason why, with all the opportunities that are out there, free or cheap because of the internet, that you shouldn't be making shit happen. Like, you just have to go out there and do it. Stop having this expectation that everything needs to be fucking perfect. It just needs to be done. And once you do it, you can learn from it, adjust and edit and whatever the case may be. But like, the first step is actually just fucking going out there and doing it. Now, let's take a quick break before I have a brain aneurysm over here while I vent about some of his excuses, especially now as we get into our Ask a Gringo segment. I'm a little nervous to hear some of the reasons why people aren't following their dreams, but we'll get into it right after we take this quick break.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like, when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask a Gringo.
All right, so I might have to take some blood pressure medication after this one. I'm hoping not, but it's our Ask a Gringo segment. And for this one, man, y'all know I ask questions to my followers at DJ Dramos if you want to be a part of the conversation. And this episode, my question was, what is holding you back from making your dream slash goal come true? And I'm very nervous to hear what might be the answer to this question, but let's get into it. All right, so this one comes to us from, ironically, at @no_more_excuses101. And they say, figuring out my dream. Like, I wasn't given a God-given ability to speak in public, or I'm just too insecure. I mean, listen, this isn't an excuse, because I'll be real with you, and I'm saying this in, like, the nicest way possible. I wasn't given a fucking God-given ability to speak in public. I am terrified of public speaking, and I know it's ironic for people to hear that because I give, you know, speeches, or like I've spoken on panels, or I'm a DJ, I'm in front of the camera, all that kind of stuff. But this is an effort for me to do. Like, when I interview somebody, I am nervous beforehand. When I go and host something, I am nervous, but I push myself past it. And I also think if you don't feel comfortable, let's say in like a speaking role or whatever the case may be, like, why aren't you looking elsewhere? You know what I mean? I think we oftentimes get so caught up in what other people are doing. We forget to realize that, like, your talent doesn't have to lie in what you're seeing other people doing. Like, you could be doing something else. Like, I think I talked about this before, but like, when I first got into radio, they were always trying to tell me I was too, you know, low energy. I was too chill, too mellow. And then the irony was that once I started doing, you know, more radio and podcasting, that was one of the things people fucked with about me, was like, yo, it just sounds like you're having a conversation. You're not like putting on that fake radio voice. So like, thank God I didn't listen to those people. You know what I mean? Like, the reality is I found more success kind of doing what came naturally to me rather than trying to conform to whatever the norm was or whatever everybody else was doing. So I think you gotta kind of do the same, you know, find comfort in doing the same thing. Josu Vieda, I'm sorry if I fucked up your name. You said failing. I only got one shot to do it right. If I fail, I won't be able to afford to do it again. I mean, to me, man, that's going to create the most procrastination. It's going to like paralyze you, because I don't know what your goal is. Like, let's just hypothetically say you're saving up money to like buy and open your own restaurant or some shit like that, right? Like, and I understand it's scary, especially using your own money, maybe your own life savings, whatever the case may be. But bro, if it fails, like, your life isn't over at that point. Like, it might take you a minute to get back up, but the same way you saved this money before, you can figure out a way to save money, you know, the next time, or figure out to get some people to invest in it next time. Like, there's no such thing as, you know, one failure and it's all over. That doesn't make any sense. And you're allowing yourself to get caught up in that one thing. Like, listen, at the end of the day, there is no one decision, of course, with the exception of something that like leads to bodily harm or death, but there's no one decision in this life that you could possibly make that would like uproot your world completely and never be repairable. You know what I mean? Like, life is full of so many opportunities and choices, and that's what they are. They are just opportunities and choices. You choose to take advantage of them or you don't, but don't sit there convincing yourself that it's like a one and done kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of if it's your life savings, like, if you want it bad enough, you'll be able to figure out, no matter how big the failure is, to kind of be able to pick yourself back up and get back to that point to try something else. You just got to want it bad enough. All right, this one, @BrenjiLifeCoaching, she says that's in two parts here. My damn thoughts. Who do I think I am to do this? I'm supposed to be the statistic. That is imposter syndrome. Be mindful of that. But of course, I always say the same shit excuses. Time, money, education, connections. Yeah, I think a lot of people will tell them that. Oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the connections. I don't have the money. Whatever the case may be. Time? You can make time. Whatever it might be, if it's fucking waking up an hour earlier every single day. Like, I'm actually, I was watching this video on the author Ryan Holiday, and I mentioned him a lot. You should definitely check him out. Daily Stoic on YouTube. But he shows he's written over 10 books at this point, multiple New York Times bestsellers, and still a young dude. And people are amazed by the sheer volume of books that he's able to put out on a consistent basis. But when you see his process, it's like the dude says he only writes for about 90 minutes a day. 90 minutes a day. But it all compounds. It's the idea of compounding. My girlfriend would be very proud of me for saying this, by the way. It's all the idea of compounding, like little by little, little actions all add up into one big thing, right? So like little by little, his 90 minutes a day eventually will add up into the completion of one entire book. And that's what you have to do. We all think we need to set aside, like, you know, entire days, entire weeks to get things done. Like, nah, do a little bit every single day, an hour somewhere in your day to work on your project. And eventually you will start seeing it become something. It's just like, you know, when they talk about laying one brick at a time, that's all that matters. Or Nipsey Hussle talking about, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's just one step every single day towards that goal. And eventually you will get there. Let's see, Rye underscore Shad said the worst excuse. I think it's the same one that we just heard before. Time and money. Time and money. You can make both of those. Like, and that's why I tell you, every idea doesn't have to be this extravagant money idea. Like, you can start small. There's nothing wrong with starting small or getting a bunch of friends to pull your resources together. You know, whatever it is. And time, we all make time for what's important. I would ask you, how do you spend your Friday and Saturday nights? Like, are you going out to the clubs? Because you're spending both time and money there, right? If you've gone out to the club in the last 6 months and you're complaining that you don't have the time or money to do something that you want to do, I will question how badly you actually want it. And listen, we all need a release in this life. We all need time away. We all need to be able to go out, socialize, clear ahead. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if you're going to use time and money as an excuse, you better not be spending your time or your money doing anything else except the essentials. And if not, you have no excuse for not going after what it is that you want. All right. So now let's move on to the second part of this, where I had people ask me general questions about chasing their dreams. At Akikodiedra.gw asked, how do you overcome the fear of failure? What gives you a boost to push through? Well, I mean, to me, at the end of the day, I just think to myself, what's the alternative? Like, if I don't do it, I'm going to be probably working a shitty job that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So I really have no choice. Like, I can either tell myself, okay, I'm going to allow fear to overcome me to bring me to a place where I'm now going to be leading a miserable life, or I can just look fear straight in the face and keep it moving and at least try and give myself an opportunity to be happy. You know what I mean? To me, there's no other thing. It's just one or the other. Either accept that you're going to be leading a shitty and unhappy life, or, you know, make yourself uncomfortable for a bit, trying to at least give yourself a chance to not have life be that way. And I hope that's not harsh, but that's kind of the way I look at it. It's kind of like, you know, I don't really have a choice. This is one of two things. At, what is this, Lead Law, you asked, how do you get unstuck after failing or coming across closed doors? I think you just don't allow yourself to stop moving. You know what I mean? Like, I talked about this earlier in the podcast, but like, when one business fails, I just start another one. You know what I mean? And obviously some hurt a little bit more than others, depending on what you had invested in, whether it's time or money or relationships. But I just kept creating. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like in football, you know, where like a running back just kind of keeps moving their feet. As long as they keep moving their feet, they can push forward. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of how you have to look at it when it comes to chasing after your dreams. Like, you just have to keep yourself in motion. You know what I mean? It's like the second you stop is when you start getting tired or when you start getting that doubt. But to me, as long as you're always pushing and always doing something, you know, you tend to not get as fazed by the failures or by the fear. You know what I mean? Because you're just in action. You're not really thinking about anything else except for what you're doing. So to me, it's like, you know, never stop pushing. You know, one closed door doesn't mean that all the doors are closed. You know, at the end of the day, you only need one person to extend an opportunity for your entire life to be changed. So to me, that gives me enough faith to just keep on pushing. For every like 100 emails that I send, I get 3 responses. You know what I mean? But that doesn't stop me from sending emails because I know eventually I'm going to get some sort of response as long as I keep myself in action. And that's what you have to do to push past that fear and everything else that comes along with, you know, the failure. At @Rye_Shad asked, did I start out with a team of people or just yourself? I started out with just my damn self. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have anybody helping me, anybody backing me. You know, any projects that I had that were with other people, they were just as broke as me or had even less than me. You know what I mean? We just were people with ideas and trying to do things. But I've done 1,000,001 things on my own, you know? That's this other facade that everybody like, oh, you have to be well connected to find success in the entertainment industry. And that's just not true. I had zero connections, like zero connections. And the only time I made connections was when I was putting myself out there on my own, hustling, and I started to meet people. That's how I started to make connections, was just throwing myself in the line of fire and trying to, you know, get my name out there to meet more people. And eventually that's what happened. You know, after I was consistently just always out DJing anywhere that anybody would have me, of course, you're eventually going to start meeting people. And this person knows that person, this person knows that person. And it all just kind of begins to like tumble into this whole thing. And the momentum just ends up taking you, you know what I mean? And that's how it all happens. But nah, I started this whole thing, you know, by myself. Don't let that be an excuse for you either, where you feel like you got to have a bunch of people behind you to go do something. Nah, I didn't have any support, you know, to do what I wanted to do. I just had to go out there and make it happen. Let's see. Last one is from @Nicolosa_Vega asked, do you feel you've reached all your dreams already? Nah, I definitely haven't reached all my dreams already. I'm proud of myself. I know that I, in my heart, I can call myself a success. You know what I mean? Like, I know for me, I watched my father go to work every single day to a job that he hated and would come home, you know, grumpy and would, you know, kind of, and not necessarily in the best headspace to deal with kids and a family and all that kind of stuff. And he was just wildly unhappy because he wasn't passionate about his career. It was sucking the life out of him. And I've had that feeling a few times in my life. But, you know, luckily for me, it was always kind of a temporary stepping stone to get me where I wanted to be. But no, I'm definitely, you know, I haven't fulfilled all of my dreams. I've fulfilled a lot of them for sure. And I definitely am proud to consider myself successful by my own standards, because I managed to kind of break that curse of what my father had of, you know, working a job that he hated. But now I have plenty of other dreams that I'm chasing after each and every day. I have plenty of failures that happen in the midst of chasing those dreams, you know, but it never stops. You know what I mean? It will never stop for me. Once I cross one goal off the list, I'm always going to end up coming up with another one. You know what I mean? It's just the way that I'm built. And to me, that's what keeps me alive. That's what keeps me happy, is the constant movement forward and progression forward and pushing myself to kind of step further and further away from my comfort zone. You know what I mean? And I'm in love with that part of it. You know, like all these other little things are great. All these wins, you know, the podcast is great. The TV show is great, all that kind of stuff. But I think at the end of the day, it's more so the idea of like creating an idea in your head and then figuring out a way to get it done from start to finish. It is probably the greatest feeling, you know, in the world. That's what it's all about. Everything else that comes along with it is fun. You know, it's amazing to get paid to do different things, but it's the idea of creating something and you know, fighting past the adversity and the no's and the people not wanting to fuck with you and getting something done, even in spite of all that, is where the wins come from. So I'll definitely always keep pushing for different ideas and dreams and goals and stuff like that. I don't think it'll ever stop. And with that said, that's it for Ask a Gringo. I hope I wasn't too harsh on some of y'all. I just want the best for you. I genuinely do just want the best for you. I don't want people to you know, allow themselves to come up with bullshit excuses to not be living a happy life. And I say that as somebody who, you know, went through a lot to get here, and it's been an incredibly long path. And I promise you it's worth it at the end of the day. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. And I'm so proud of myself, and I'm so happy and, you know, I don't know, grateful for me that I was able to push past all the bullshit, all the closed doors, all those really, really tough ups and downs, that like I was, you know, able to persevere and push past it all to create a life for myself where, you know, I guess I really do what I love doing on a regular basis. And I want that for you. I want you to have that kind of just gratitude for yourself that you managed to persevere past all the bullshit. I really do. And with that said, let's kind of summarize all that we've been talking about today with a segment we call Conclusion Stew.
Time for Conclusion Stew.
All right, so I know this podcast episode has been running a little bit long. I'm going to try and make this as short as possible, but I just think at the end of the day, you have a choice to make, right? And I use my father as the example, and he didn't have the privilege that I had. Like, my parents had to go out and create a home for my sister and I and all that, you know, and I'm blessed that they did, you know, pretty well for themselves, that I didn't have to, you know, jump out there in the job market to help support my family or something like that. So I had a choice, right? More of a choice. But in seeing my father being miserable in his career and how that bled into his personal life, for me, it made it very clear that I had one of two choices. I could either go down that path, the quote unquote safe path, and just allow myself to find comfort in the routine of it all, even if it was a miserable routine, or I could kind of dig in and understand that I had a really long and difficult road ahead of myself, but knowing that if and when I was able to pull it off, I would have been able to kind of break that cycle and lead a life that actually genuinely made me happy. And that's the path that I chose. And I think we all have that path at the end of the day. And obviously, some situations are going to be more difficult than others. I know some people who have kids and they're worried about finances and all that kind of stuff when it comes to their family. And I'm not telling you to throw your entire family's life and future away to chase after something, but figure out a way to do it. Start small. I always, like, there's no shame in starting small. You want to start a clothing company? Use one of these websites that allow you to do made to order, where you don't actually have to put any money up front. They only print shirts as they are ordered from people. Like, all that kind of shit, man. Like, it's literally so accessible to do stuff. Like, you want to become a personality? Like, get a podcast kit. They're really cheap these days. Connect to your laptop and just start fucking around and create a podcast. There's no reason not to. Like, don't get so caught up in the end results that you don't actually get started. You know what I mean? Like, dude, there's nothing wrong with starting small. And listen, I can only say this shit but so much, but at the end of the day, you have to find the confidence inward in yourself. I mean, there are people who have had far more difficult upbringings than I have had that have been able to find success. And I'm sure we can find somebody who's had a more difficult upbringing than you that has found success. You know, there's so many different stories out there of people who become billionaires from being dirt poor, whatever the case may be. Like, it can happen for any one of us. You just have to actually put in the work. Like, stop feeding yourself all these lies about time, money, and connections and all this kind of stuff, and just figure it out. Like, I'm sorry that you weren't born with, you know, the last name fucking Rockefeller or Trump, where you were able to use your family's money and connections to do whatever the fuck you wanted to do. I wasn't either, but I still figured out a way to figure it out. Why can't you? You know what I mean? Like, you just have to develop that mental tenacity, that discipline, right? That's what I talked about. That's one of the biggest principles. That discipline will get you very, very far. That amnesia, every time you fail, you just do not remember it. You keep on pushing forward, right? Just like a running back in football. Always forward progress. Keep your legs moving, right? That will get you really far in this life. And of course, never getting married to an idea. Don't be afraid to pivot. That million-dollar idea that you were planning on might not have panned out, but it could be actually leading you towards a real million-dollar idea. Like, do not be afraid to pivot. Don't get so married to one thing that you end up missing your actual blessings. And I hope that this all resonates with a lot of you guys. This is one of those topics that I feel like I could have probably done like a 2 or 3 hour episode. I won't subject you to that, but if enough people ask, I could probably do a part two of it, I think, at some point. And just dive maybe deeper into certain things if people are interested in hearing maybe other aspects of my story or specific things that you want to overcome with your specific field. So DM me if you want to hear something. Man, and that's it. Thank y'all so much for the support at DJ Dramos. If you want to be a part of the conversation, every Tuesday and Thursday, I drop a new episode and I get you guys involved in each episode in our Ask a Gringo segment. So make sure you pay attention to my stories to join in. And that's that. I'll catch you on Thursday with a brand new episode. Until then, stay safe.
Peace.
Life as a Gringo is a production of the Michael Tura Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.